Hello, this is Father Randy Sly with another installment of Day by Day, where each day we take a look at a reading from Holy Scripture found in the Daily Mass. And today is Wednesday of the second week of Easter. A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. The high priest rose up, and all his companions, that is, the party of the Sadducees, and filled with jealousy, laid hands upon the apostles and put them in the public jail. But during the night, the angel of the Lord opened the doors of the prison, led them out, and said, "Go and take your place in the temple area, and tell the people everything about this life." When they heard this, they went to the temple early in the morning and taught. When the high priest and his companions arrived, they convened the Sanhedrin, the full senate of the Israelites, and sent to the jail to have them brought in. But the court officers who went did not find them in the prison. So they came back and reported, "We have found the jail securely locked and the guards stationed outside the doors. But when we opened them, we found no one inside." When they heard this report, the captain of the temple guard and the chief priests were at a loss about them as to what this would come to. Then someone came and reported to them, "The men whom you put in prison are in the temple area and are teaching the people." Then the captain and the court officers went and brought them in, but without force, because they were afraid of being stoned by the people. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Well, we're continuing our study of the Acts of the Apostles here in the Easter season. And I have to say that this particular passage really is kind of floundering because we didn't read what went on before. Because here we have the chief priests and his companions, laying hands upon the apostles, putting them in jail. But why? What's going on? And it goes back to the fact that probably yesterday's reading was eclipsed by the Annunciation, which was moved to April 8th. But we most likely would have read this, and it comes from the section before, saying, "Many signs and wonders were done among the people by at the hands of the apostles. They were all together in Solomon's portico. None of the others dared to join them, but the people esteemed them. Yet more than ever, believers in the Lord, great numbers of men and women were added to them. Thus they even carried the sick into the streets and laid them on cots and mats so that Peter came by, at least his shadow might fall on one or another of them. A large number of people from the towns in the vicinity of Jerusalem also gathered, bringing the sick and those disturbed by unclean spirits, and they were all cured." So the reason that the Sanhedrin was all upset, the high priest was wanting to arrest them, is because they were doing miracles. The hand of God was upon them, and signs and wonders were accompanying their message. And so because of all of this, they were arrested and put in jail. Uniquely, an angel of the Lord appeared to them, opened the doors of the prison and led them out and gave them specific instructions to keep doing what they've been doing. So they went back to Solomon's portico again in the temple area and again began to proclaim the good news that Jesus Christ had come, had died for their sins on the cross, and had risen from the dead. Well, at the same time they were busy preaching, the Sanhedrin was convened in order to put them on trial. And so here goes the captain of the guard and some of the other temple guards and went to find, Peter, John, all the other apostles, and found none of them. They were gone. And so then they find out that they are in the temple area preaching. They thought, well, maybe they ran away and hid. No, they're out in the public teaching again. And so this time, the captain of the guard and the court officers went to bring them in, but they asked them politely if they would come with them because they knew if they used force, that people would really come after them and stone them because of the great miracles that were being wrought. There were amazing things being done. So what we have here, again, is a great demonstration of God's power, his authority, and the work that he is doing in giving the apostles all that they need, not only the anointing, but accompaniment by angels and miracles, that they might continue to do the work of spreading the good news of Jesus. So may the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts together be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Well, we have here, again, such a great demonstration of the fact that the apostles had nothing to fear, even though they began before the day of Pentecost to be locked up in the upper room. It didn't stop Jesus from coming in, and it didn't stop the Holy Spirit from going out, anointing them and giving them the power and the strength to proclaim and to do great works, to do miracles, signs, and wonders among the people. So may Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.